reminds me, Sanatan Goswami wanted to give up his body because he had all these itches and sores, eczema. So he was thinking, oh, my body is useless for devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya is embracing me and I am committing offenses. So Sanatan Goswami decided, when Rath Yatra comes, I will throw myself under the Rath Yatra cart, give up my body, and I will go back to Godhead. But when Lord Chaitanya came the next day, Lord Chaitanya said, Sanatan, if I could get Krishna by committing suicide, I would do it 100 times. But you cannot get Krishna like that. That is an act of tamogun. You're not going to get Krishna. You'll get ghost body. Lord Chaitanya said that the devotee feels such intense separation that he feels like giving up his body. And just at the point where the devotee feels like his life is going to end, Krishna comes and delivers him. We are not worshiping a cruel, vindictive God. Our God is loving. But you have to get to that stage that we've been talking about. Intense greed. I'll do anything to serve Krishna. So our goal is not so much to see Krishna, but to develop that ecstatic love of always wanting to see Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please repeat, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So in the previous purport, Prabhupada was making the point that it is very difficult to see God, especially the Krishna form. And I was making a point, here is the reference. When the demigods are offering prayers to Lord Vishnu because the demon Vritrasura has arrived to destroy them, this is one of the prayers the demigods offered, found in the 6th canto. Yaeka isho nijamayayana Sasarjayena sunasrijana vishvam Vayangna yasyapi pura samihata Pasyama lingam pritag isha manina. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who created us
by His external potency
and by whose mercy
we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the super soul. But we cannot see His form. So here comes the line. We are unable to see Him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. So these are the demigods themselves admitting. Now let's look at the purport. Here is an explanation why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra, and lives in human society as a leader or king, the conditioned soul cannot understand Him. Avajananti mang amudha Manushin tanum asritam. Rascals, mudhas, deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking him an ordinary human being. However insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe, or that we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, we are all conditioned to various degrees, but we think that we are God. That is why we cannot understand who God is or see him face to face. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Now we go to text number 53 in our Bhagavad Gita chapter 11. When you are ready, please chant Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Oh, you're right on mark. Nahang vedaya na tapasa, na danena chachejaya, shakyamevam vidho drastung, dristavan asimam yata. Synonyms, na, never, aham, I, they die. By study of the Vedas. Na, never. Tapasa, by serious penances. Na, never. Danena, by charity. Na, never. Cha, also. Ijaya, by worship. Shakya, it is possible. Evam vidha, like this, drashtum, to see, dristavan, seeing, asi, you are, mam, me, yata, as. Please repeat. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. So that's the key. I was mentioning that before, to be able to see Krishna as he is. Otherwise, Hiranyakashipu should have seen Krishna. Who has done better severe austerities and penances than Hiranyakashipu? He wrote the book, but he didn't see Krishna. Purport. Krishna first appeared before his parents, Devaki and Vasudev, in a four-handed form, and then he transformed himself into the two-handed form. This mystery is very difficult to understand for those who are atheists or who are devoid of devotional service. For scholars who have simply studied Vedic literature by way of grammatical knowledge or mere academic qualifications, Krishna is not possible to understand. Nor is he to be understood by persons who officially go to the temple to offer worship. They make their visit, but they cannot understand Krishna as he is. Krishna can be understood only through the path of devotional service, as explained by Krishna himself in the next verse. So let's go to the next verse, because it's one of the big ones. It's got a 5-star rating, and it's one of the 3 verses where Krishna says how he can be seen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Then chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Bhaktvananyaya Shakya. Aham evang vidor juna. Gyatum drastum chatat vena. Previshtum cha parantava. Bhaktya. By devotional service. How many kinds of devotional service are there? Or there's another answer. Two. You know what the other answer? Regulative principles and spontaneous. You could give that answer also, because that's how it's explained by Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami. But generally, the nine processes. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Janatma Nivedana Govinda Dasabi Lasare. Next word, two. But Ananyaya. Without being mixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Same point that is made by Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya. That same Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnano Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Topmost bhakti is devoid of fruitive activity, mental speculation, and it is favorable to who? Me?
Krishna.
As Radharani explains, if there's something that Krishna likes that I hate, I love that thing. And if there's something Krishna that I like and Krishna hates, I spit on it. There you go. Pure devotional service. Next. Shakya. Possible. Aham. I. Evam vidha. Like this. Arjuna. O Arjuna. Gatum. To know. Drashtum. To see. Cha. And. Tattvena. In fact. Praveshtum. To enter into. Cha, also, Parantapa, O subduer of the enemy. So that word Tatvena, in fact, in truth, same thing that was explained in chapter 4. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti. Yes, not according to your whim. We want to understand and see Krishna in truth, factually. Translation, please repeat. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So here you could say is something dogmatic by the use of the word only. Only is an exclusive word. So, as I said, there are three verses like this. Here Krishna says, you want to understand me? Undivided devotional service. Only. So that answers the question. People may see Krishna, but they're not really seeing. They're not understanding. Same thing can be said of the spiritual master. Many people saw Prabhupada, but thought, just another Indian guy with funny shoes. But those who were surrendered, those who heard, they saw, here is my spiritual master. People go to the temple day after day after day. So many people are going to the temple. Some people go, those are nice dolls. They take care of those dolls very nice. Some people go to the temple. What did Lord Chaitanya do when he entered Jagannath? fainted. And the test was made by Sarvabhauma. Is he a pretender? Is he Sahajya? No, the test was there. So you may be seeing, but are you really seeing? Purport. This is a nice purport by Prabhupada. Try to follow along. And after this purport, then we'll have arti and kirtan. We won't finish the chapter tonight, because the next verse is long and requires sufficient time. So I don't want to prolong. I like to keep things on time. So this is the final verse for tonight. Please follow. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly, listen to that word Prabhupada uses, explicitly explains this in this verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by the speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. No one can understand Krishna or how he came from parents in a four-handed form and at once changed himself into a two-handed form. These things are very difficult to understand by the study of the Vedas or by philosophical speculation. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that no one can see him or enter into understanding of these matters. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from the Vedic literature in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, and if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the authoritative literature. One can perform penance in accordance with those principles. For example, to undergo serious penances, one may observe fasting on Janmashtami. That's coming up next month. What is it, the 9th? The 9th. The day on which Krishna appeared. And on the 2 days of Ekadashi, the 11th day after the new moon and the 11th day after the full moon. As far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to the devotees of Krishna who are engaged in his devotional service to spread the Krishna philosophy or Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world. And if one worships, as prescribed in the temple, in the temples in India, there is always some statue, usually of Vishnu or Krishna. That is a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential. And Prabhupada explains that verse, that concept in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because the argument can be given, hey, you guys say Harinama Eva Kevalam, that just by chanting, so why are you guys doing all this other stuff? Bhakti Siddhanta, Jiva Goswami, Narada Muni, they say, yes, it's true. Simply by chanting you can achieve perfection, but you're a conditioned soul. You have so many bad habits that you have to overcome. So the rules and regulations of deity worship help you to quickly overcome those bad habits which you have been fostering for billions of lifetimes. That's why we also do rules and regulations in deity worship. Even though the process that we say is Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential. And this is confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Ah, one of my favorite verses. Let's do it together. Yasya deve paravhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaite katihita hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master, in whom he has similar unflinching faith, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. So that answers another question. Prabhuji, who is my spiritual master? I say, that person who you have unflinching faith in, the same way you have unflinching faith in Krishna. You don't have that person, don't accept the guru. You should have that much. This is the verse here. Equal. You have faith in Krishna, you should have faith in that spiritual master to that same degree. One cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. For one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a Bodha Bhakta spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. The key word, guidance. Right? There's three kinds of gurus. Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, Vartma Pradarshaka guru. They're giving you guidance. The word, too, is specifically used here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna. The personal forms of Krishna, the two-handed form and the four-handed, are completely different from the temporary universal form shown to Arjuna. Key word, temporary. The four-handed form of Narayan and the two-handed form of Krishna are eternal and transcendental, whereas the universal form exhibited to Arjuna is temporary. The very word sudurdarsham, meaning difficult to see, suggests that no one had seen that universal form. It also suggests that amongst the devotees, there was no necessity of showing it. That form was exhibited by Krishna at the request of Arjuna so that in the future, when one represents himself as an incarnation of God, people can ask to see his universal form. The word na, used repeatedly in the previous verse, indicates that one should not be very much proud of such credentials as an academic education in Vedic literature. One must take to the devotional service of Krishna. Only then can one attempt to write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Krishna changes from the universal form to the four-handed form of, everybody say? And then to his own natural form of two hands. This indicates that the four-handed forms and other forms mentioned in Vedic literatures are all emanations of the original two-handed Krishna. Another point, Prabhupada emphasizes this throughout his book. He is the origin of all emanations. There's even the chapter 3 of the Bhagavatam, first canto. Krishna, the source of all incarnations. And some people are dyslexic. They think Krishna comes from Narayan. Or they think Krishna comes from Brahman. Or that Krishna comes from the universal form. He is the origin of all emanations. Krishna is distinct even from these forms, what to speak of the impersonal conception. As far as the four-handed forms of Krishna are concerned, it is stated clearly that even the most identical four-handed form of Krishna, which is known as Mahavishnu, who is lying in the cosmic ocean, and from whose breathing so many innumerable universes are passing out and entering, is also an expansion of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Brahma Sanhita, let's do it together. Yasyaika nishvasita kalambata valambhya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanata Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho Govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. The Mahavishnu, into whom all the innumerable universes enter, and from whom they come forth again simply by his breathing process, is a plenary expansion of Krishna. Therefore, I worship Govinda, Krishna, the cause of all causes. Therefore, one should conclusively worship the personal form of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has an eternal blissful and knowledge. He is the source of all forms of Vishnu. He is the source of all forms of incarnations, and he is the original Supreme Personality of, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. In the Vedic literature, namely the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, the following statement appears. Sachit Ananda Rupaya Krishna Klishta Karine Namo Vedanta Vedyaya Gurave Buddhi Sakshine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Krishna, who has a transcendental form of bliss, eternity, and knowledge. I offer my respect to him because understanding him means understanding the Vedas, and he is therefore the supreme spiritual master. Then it is said, Krishna vai paramang daivatam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Eko vashi sarvaga Krishna idya. That one Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is worshipable. Eko pi san bahudayo vabhati. Krishna is one, but he is manifested in unlimited forms and expanded incarnations. The Brahma Sanhita says, everybody, Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, who has a body of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. He has no beginning, for he is the beginning of everything. He is the cause of all causes. Elsewhere it is said, Yatra Vatirnam Krishnakyam Parang Brahma Narakriti. The Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. His name is Krishna, and he sometimes descends on this earth. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find a description of all kinds of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this list, the name of Krishna also appears. I think it's number 20. But then it is said that Krishna is not an incarnation of God, but is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. There's the line. Ete changsha kala punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Matak paratarang nanyat. There is nothing superior to my form as the Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He also says elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Aham adirhir devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. And after understanding Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, Arjuna also confirms this in the following words, Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramang Bhavan. I now fully understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, and that you are the refuge of everything. Therefore, the universal form which Krishna showed to Arjuna is not the original form of God. The original is the Krishna form, the universal form with its thousands and thousands of heads and hands, is manifest just to draw the attention of those who have no love for God. It is not God's original form. The universal form is not attractive for pure devotees who are in love with the Lord in different transcendental relationships. The Supreme Godhead exchanges transcendental love in His original form of Krishna. Therefore, to Arjuna, who was so intimately related with Krishna in friendship, this form of the universal manifestation was not pleasing. Rather, it was fearful. Arjuna, who was a constant companion of Krishna's, must have had transcendental eyes. He was not an ordinary man. Therefore, he was not captivated by the universal form. This form may seem wonderful to persons who are involved in elevating themselves by fruitive activities. But to persons who are engaged in devotional service, the two-handed form of Krishna is the most dear. Everybody chant.